The Fantasy Edge with Richard Seville and Dennis Sosik.
Hello and welcome to The Fantasy Edge. I am your host, Richard Seville, FantasySixPack.net, and I'm sorry to say that Dennis is not here tonight. I tried to get a fill-in co-host, still looking to see if I can get one trained up for Dennis. Dennis had a very important issue happening at work, apparently. Don't know what it was, but he wasn't able to make the show. And he loves the show, and he certainly is missed here. But we shall continue on without Dennis. We shall soldier on and give you all the waiver choices for this week going into week six. Week six, like we're right in the season now. And a little bit of news, naturally, some big injuries. I think one of the things that I wanted to talk with Dennis about is the Browns forcing Eckler to score. I think they could have done it by just, if they really wanted to not have Eckler score, I mean, they could have just, just knelt down. I mean, it would have been just as easy for Justin Herbert to kneel down, but I don't know. For some reason, they gave the ball to Eckler, and the Browns dragged him in for the touchdown so they could have a chance to catch up or even take the lead, which was quite a possibility. Smart play on their part. Other news, Kadarius Toney is not going to be suspended. Yes, it's not a Javon Wims, situation here. They're going to just, I think a fine is probably in order here. Well, the punch was at, DeMonte Kazee of the Cowboys. Happened late in the game. But that was kind of the least of the news as far as the league is concerned. Big news coming out, of course, is John Gruden. A series of emails starting from about 10 years ago, plus a lot of other ones that are leaking out now, forced him out of his job. So, no more. Kind of puts the Raiders in a bit of turmoil. Not sure how that's going to all work out for fantasy, but certainly not good news if you kind of like everything level and quiet. But things are a bit noisy in Las Vegas right now. We'll see how it works out as the week goes on. The Giants. Daniel Jones, concussion. Saquon Barkley, ankle. I think everyone saw that replay where Saquon Barkley got rolled on. I tell you something, Saquon Barkley just, I don't know, he doesn't even have to find a way to get injured. Injuries tend to find him. And that was a case in point on Sunday. Kenny Golladay is banged up too. He's got a knee problem. Apparently not too serious, so he should only miss a game, two or three games, apparently. So that's not too bad. And what with Kadarius Toney not getting suspension, he's definitely a rookie to fire up. And if you've got him on your fantasy team, if you've scooped him already, you've made a great move. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he left the game without a card. He was carried off by his teammates. He's only gonna miss time. I guess we can consider him week to week now. But Darrell Williams is the pickup. Jerick McKinnon will follow on. Don't know if the Chiefs will sign somebody just for extra depth. It's very possible. Marlon Mack is looking for a trade, but I think Marlon Mack definitely would be better served on the Dolphins. However, Miles Gaskin. In my rest of season notes that I do, I called him chairman of the duds in Miami, and well, what happens? Comes out and has a big game. So, I don't know. Go figure that one. But that happens a lot in fantasy, is that when we call a player out and say that they're doing terrible, or in our case, like in our segment with the panic segment, which will come up a little later. I'll go through them. But not too good there. But Darrell Williams, definitely the pickup of the week in as far as running backs go. But Kadarius Toney, still number one. I'm not sure about his percentage owned, but it's I will get that number for you as the podcast goes along. So that's it about the news. Oh, one more thing is, too, David Mills, he went from negative fantasy points in week 4 to QB5 in week 5. He's the 5th best quarterback in week 5, probably 6 because I haven't counted in he's probably 6 because I haven't counted in Lamar Jackson and what he did on Monday night. I'm sure he's inside the top 5. So still, Davis Mills, top 10. How did Houston do it? Well, not a very good football team, but somehow they were competitive in this one after putting up a goose egg in 4. But Davis Mills improved 1 week. A little better coached up. Unlike Trey Lance, who I think kind of went in a little bit. He didn't look as ready to come in as he was when Garoppolo went out the previous week. So I'm not sure about his preparation for week 5. Still, he's a good pickup. Things will probably work out better for him. So we'll see how that goes as the weeks unfold. So, just taking a look at now, my moving on up this week is, of course, Dawson Knox. Dawson Knox is moving way up. If he's still available on your waiver wire, which I doubt would probably, I very much doubt that he's out there, but he certainly, was well worth picking up. He's my, moving on up guy. Panic button for me is, Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham, not working out. If you own, Odell Beckham is actually very close to being droppable right now. He's not producing. I will say this. I'm just going to get, my rest of season rankings up and I'll just tell you what he's been doing lately. And since, I mean, he's had some injury issues. We know that, but just the same, Odell Beckham is not showing up for your fantasy team. I've got him as, WR68 and he's had finishes of 32, 76, and 87. Like, this is just unacceptable. I would say Odell Beckham, if you want to, you can drop him, clearly. I mean, when somebody like Donovan Peoples-Jones out targets him, kind of tells you that something's wrong between him and Baker Mayfield. So I'm not too thrilled about him. In fact, Donovan Peoples-Jones got 70 yards, 7 fantasy points. In half PPR, he's 10 fantasy points with wide receiver finish of 35. You can, if you want to, if you have room, if you're in a deep league, Donovan Peoples-Jones, definitely worth a stash and a stash and see if this continues with 6 targets. Those are supposed to be those because Donovan Peoples and OBJ basically play the same type of wide receiver role. In fact, Peoples-Jones is kind of the understudy, so to speak, of OBJ, but OBJ's not getting it. It's definitely going to be some noise this week from OBJ. He can't be happy in the Browns offense and on a good team right now. He's getting veteran treatment, like the old veteran on the team. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with OBJ. He's definitely not startable. You can't start him. And it's getting to be that he's just taking up space on your roster, on your bench. So you might want to move on from him. Looking at the waiver wire, here's some of the running backs that are at the top. Of course, you should, Darrell Williams, as I mentioned, because of Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and Devontae Booker, because of Saquon Barkley, is, the RB2. And, next is Khalil. This is from the Fantasy Pros waiver wire, ranking. I don't actually participate. I could if I wanted to, but I do so much other rankings. I don't do all this stuff of it, but they're definitely guys to pick up. Samaje Perine. Now I think he has an injury issue. I'm not too sure about that. We'll have to find out what the deal is with that because there's definitely some problem with Mixon that is sort of ongoing, but I'm not sure about even Samaje Perine himself. I think he has an injury issue going on. Next, where are we going here? Damian Harris. He's got the okay, no need to rush out to get the Brandon Bolden or anything like that. Looks like he's going to be all right in the game. Next up, where are we going here? Where are we going? Yes, we are going to look at... I want to mention Jerick McKinnon. I'm sure he's going to be involved, but it's kind of a case of if anything happens to Darrell Williams, Jerick McKinnon is next up. And I'm just going to quickly check who the next back is. I mean, they're going to have to either they get somebody or the next running back. I'm not too sure on the depth chart here, but we shall see. Just let me check. It's Elijah McGuire. If the name sounds familiar, he's been around in the league for a while, so he's probably the next guy back. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs just sign an extra guy. So you can check that out. Wide receivers on the waiver wire, of course, Kadarius Toney, Rondale Moore of the Arizona Cardinals. He had a good day last week. Hunter Renfrow, also. A choice. So I'm going to take a look at Renfrow's. Hunter Renfrow's 49% owned, so I don't know why the experts will put him on. And then they've got Rashad Bateman of Baltimore, who didn't do anything this week. I mean, on Monday night. So I don't know. They got the experts have him at, like, probably way behind. Amon Ross St. Brown of Detroit with Quintus Cephas out. He'll be a pickup that you may want to get. Only 3%, 0.7%. Kind of a deep sleeper. Mecole Hardman, 42.7% owned. Yeah, he's a possibility. Always Kansas City. There's a real problem with Kansas City right now, though. The offense is doing well, but the defense just cannot stop anybody. And it's making a big difference in the fantasy sphere with the problems in Kansas City, because you don't know what's going to happen for what they're going to do to adjust, because there's going to have to be some adjustments going on. And whether that affects the offense, I mean, it's on the defense, but the offense definitely has to keep the ball more away from the offenses, because the defenses aren't doing it. So this might be, Darrell Williams might be even a better pickup than you think, because the Chiefs definitely need to get a ball control offense until they get their defensive problems sorted out. Jamison Crowder of the Jets is number 7 on the list. Marquez Callaway, and both of those players are in the 30% range. Tua Hilton on IR, they got a WRN. And Van Jefferson. I can't believe Josh Gordon is on this list, but please, I mean, if you believe in good luck charms, then take Josh Gordon. I mean, I know he's been taken in our league, our F6P league, but I just consider him a good luck charm. No need to get him. Looking at some of the tight ends, the top tight end is Hunter Henry, who of course, on the Patriots, you're going to get good production with tight ends, generally speaking, especially with Mac Jones trying to settle in. And tight ends are good for young quarterbacks to help them settle into their rhythms, and they're easy checkdowns too. So generally medium range. So Hunter Henry, a great pickup. He got six receptions on 8 targets, 75 yards, and a scored. So that was against Houston. Of course, again, that is Houston, at Houston. Next up is Dallas. So Hunter Henry, definitely a guy that's going to be at the top of the waiver wire this week. Dan Arnold. I'm not so keen on Dan Arnold, you know. I know that he's getting a lot of attention, but I don't know why. But to me, Dan Arnold is not. I mean, he's really not a. I don't know. He's not a. Put it this way. It doesn't excite me, this player, Dan Arnold. I know that he's getting the attention, but I have Dan Arnold as tight end 25 in the rest of season rankings, and I know he got 8 targets. But Jacksonville is just not a great offense for Dan Arnold. Now, I just finished saying that tight ends are good for young quarterbacks like Trevor Lawrence. So there is that, and I get that, and I'm not contradicting myself, but it's still, I'm just not too excited with Dan Arnold as I would be with other tight ends. But he's definitely rosterable, but I would say more of a stash for a guy to have for, bye week fill, really. That's about the best I could say for him. So And by the way, week six, four teams on the bye, of course. As with every London game, you can always, whichever teams are playing in London, you always know that the next week they're off. So the Jets and Falcons are off, of course. And San Francisco 49ers and the New Orleans Saints are off as well. So you know that, and London game is Miami and Jacksonville. So you'll know that the Dolphins in for week seven, the Dolphins and the Jaguars will be off that week, because any teams that play in London are always off the next week. What else we got going here? Drop. Yeah, I've already mentioned Odell Beckham, but I guess I should mention another guy that's a droppable commodity. And I'm going to say that I think you can safely drop. I mean, as far as like as a player that you don't think you would drop but is very droppable is I think you can drop Bryan Edwards. If you have Bryan Edwards, I just don't think it's happening. And with the turmoil going on with the Raiders, and he's really not done anything lately, I think Bryan Edwards, if you have him rostered, I think you can drop him. So he'll be my drop of the week for this week. Yeah, I know I'm just running through, but Dennis isn't here, and so unfortunately I'm just having to do this really quick this week. So it's not the greatest podcast without Dennis, I know. It's only just me, but yeah. Gotta do the best I can. I didn't talk about quarterbacks. There's really nobody. People are all excited about Geno Smith. Don't get excited about Geno Smith. Geno Smith, you know, he's not, I mean, he used to play for the Jets. He's a long time. I mean, I even was surprised that he's still in the league. When I saw him on the depth chart, I thought, well, hope Russell Wilson doesn't get injured, but we need Geno Smith to, I think it harms the value actually of, I know that, DK Metcalf scored a touchdown, but, I don't expect much from Geno Smith, really. I might, but I don't rush out and get, no need for that. Finally, this quickie podcast today, I'm going to go with a spec ad. Oh, I need a spec ad. Gee, who can I get for a spec ad? Not sure. I think I'll go with, if I was looking for a spec ad, I think I will try Khalif Raymond of the Lions. Since Quintus Cephas is out, and Khalif Raymond has really stepped up when, the injuries to Terrell Williams. And I think, so I'm going to say Khalif Raymond is a good spec ad for you. So, take him up, pick him up if you need. But anyway, sorry, this is an abbreviated version of the Fantasy Edge this week. Sorry, I couldn't be longer. Dennis was out. I had to just sort of put this all together and, you know, in a matter of minutes. So I'm really sorry it wasn't as good a podcast as you're looking forward to. And I know you kind of, Dennis fans, sorry, just not here. So take care and good luck in week six. And we'll see you next week with Dennis on the Fantasy Edge. Take care, everyone. And best of luck.